What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Elite Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Daniel, and I'm here with my guest, Anthony. And today, we haven't made a podcast in a while, but we're going to be running over some things we think are going to happen in Week 9, going over some things that recently happened. So let's get started. First thing is we're going to talk about Henry Ruggs driving with a DUI. Do you think he will ever play another NFL snap?
No, he will not. There's just no way. He has a lot of money, obviously, so maybe he says from 2 to 20 years, so maybe he can get to, like, 5, but there's no way his body will be ready and anything will take a shot on him.
Yeah, I agree. Because, like that's, like, really bad. Like, 158 miles an hour.
Yeah, I don't know how a car can even go that fast.
Yeah, I know. And then, But like Michael Vick, like he went to jail and then he came back and he was pretty good. So maybe he could be like him, but he wasn't like, so like yeah. He was doing decent this year, I guess. But he wasn't really the best.
It's just a pretty shocking situation coming from a player the Raiders picked very high and showed a lot of promise this year. Mm-hmm. And was just started to, like, you know, make big plays. Raiders are like, what are they, first place? And then that happens right after John Gruden. It's not looking too good for them.
Yeah, it's just kind of like a Raiders thing.
Yeah.
Next thing, Von Miller traded to the Rams for a second and third round pick in 2022. I think that it's a good trade for both of them. Even though Von Miller's a very good player, the Broncos did get some decent picks. They could get a replacement linebacker and then something else. Ant, what do you think about it?
I think it really helped the Rams. Like, the Rams are always a Super Bowl contender, like, but they need something a little bit more to make them, like, 1 or 2. I had them at 3 or 4, but, like, this move, if he gets there healthy, easy makes them a 1 or 2 top contender.
Yeah, I would agree. They have an amazing offense. Cooper Kupp's going off. Matthew Stafford. And then their defense is just phenomenal.
Yeah, but we can't forget about the Broncos and how getting 2 picks is pretty good for them. Yeah, they're still 4-4. They're still somewhat contending in their really tough division. But so that move doesn't kill any of their hopes for playoffs, but it still doesn't look too good for them after losing 4 of their past 5.
I agree, but I feel like if they had a better quarterback, then they would be at least a playoff contender. They could get far in the playoffs if they had a better quarterback situation.
I thought about during this trade was how maybe they wanted more picks to try and trade for a QB. Like, maybe they want to get more seconds, more thirds, try and move up to get, like, a QB. Maybe, like, an Aaron Rodgers type of guy next year.
Yeah, because they'll probably be in, like, the mid picks, maybe around, like, 15, 14.
Yeah.
They could kind of trade up.
Yeah.
Next is our lock of the week. For me, I have the Bills over the Jaguars. I think that's an easy pick. I mean, the Jags, they did get their first win against Miami recently, but it's just the Bills versus the Jags, so I got to take the Bills.
My lock of the week is tonight's game. I have the Colts over the Jets. Mike White, I think that's his name, he obviously had a good start, like, but he's not going to do that again. Against the Colts, he was going to come out really angry after losing to the Titans in overtime. Except Carson Wentz to be on his game tonight after throwing 2 interceptions in overtime in the 4th quarter. And I expect Mike White to not do bad. I think around like an interception, 250 yards, and 2 touchdowns, but it won't be enough to beat the Colts on the road.
Yeah, especially with the rest of the Jets roster is not really good. For my upset of the week, I don't have many upsets this week, but one is I'm taking the Panthers over the Patriots. It's not that big of an upset, but the spread is on the Patriots. And I think the Panthers can get it done this week with McCaffrey back. I mean, the Patriots have been doing pretty good recently, but I still think Panthers.
My upset is the Texans over the Dolphins. I honestly had the Dolphins in my lock. But hearing that the Tyrod Taylor news and seeing how much he, like, how focused and, like, how locked in he was in Week 1 and the first half of Week 2, he had 3 touchdowns, 1 rushing, so that's 4, with no interceptions. He's up, beat the Jags, was up 14-7 and a half against the Browns. It's his first game back. David Mills was pretty rough. I expect the Texans to come out with some energy, and the Dolphins have absolutely none going for them. They've lost 7 in a row. I expect that to get to 8. And I expect some major moves happening to the Dolphins after they drop this game to the Texans.
For the game of the week, I took the Rams versus Titans game. I do have the Rams winning. I think it will be a very interesting game without Henry. I mean, Tannehill's going to have to get the ball around to Julio, A.J. Brown. I guess they have Jermaine McNichols. And I don't know if Adrian Peterson's going to be good. He could be maybe first downs, like, at the goal line. But Rams, they're, like, really good. Two good offenses. Rams probably have the better defense. So I'm taking the Rams in a very good game.
I still have the Chiefs and the Packers game of the week. Even with the Aaron Rodgers news, I think the game got even better, in my opinion. Seeing Jordan Love's first career start going on the road to Kansas City, it doesn't get much better than that for a rookie. Or not a rookie, but it's his first game of his career. And Mahomes struggled last primetime game. We'll see how he does against the Packers defense. I still expect it to be close, but I think the Chiefs will still come up on top.
Yeah, that will be a good game. I'm excited as a Packers fan to see Jordan Love play, see what our future holds for him.
Yeah.
We still never had a Aaron Rodgers versus Mahomes head-to-head because the first time they played, Mahomes is out, and now Rodgers is out. So we've never had a State Farm Bowl yet.
Yeah.
For my sits and starts, for my starts, I did Jalen Waddle versus Houston. I think Houston's defense is not very good, and Jalen Waddle's just really good. He's been good against bad teams, so I think he can get some points this week. And then my other start was Van Jefferson against Tennessee. Tennessee's going to have to – the Rams are going to have to pass the ball a lot against Tennessee if they want to keep up with their offense. Ant, what are your starts?
My start is Aaron Jones against the Chiefs because last time on Thursday when the Packers played with all the receivers, they were very run-heavy. Aaron Jones got a lot of rushing and even receiving targets. I expect that to be even more with a backup QB in. And my other star of the week is A.J. Brown against the... What did they play?
The Rams.
The Rams. I expect that to be a very high-scoring game going against the Rams. You know, they got a bunch of defense improvements. Without Derrick Henry, they're going to have a lot of passing because I don't think Adrian Peterson could carry the load he could have 10 years ago, especially the load Derrick Henry carries now. So they'll be airing it out more while losing to the Rams, and they can't get their running game going.
For my sit of the week, I did Chase Edmonds versus 49ers. Even though he has had 3 touchdowns in the past 2 games, 49ers have not let one running back break 82 yards. And I don't think Chase Edmonds is a type of player that would do good against a good defense. They're going to have to pass the ball probably. I don't know if D-Hop is in because he did get injured last week. And then my other sit was Melvin Gordon versus Dallas. It's Devonta Williams season. I think he's going to take over the RB1 role. And they're going against Dallas, who does have a pretty good run defense. Last year was pretty bad, but they really have improved on their running defense. So I don't think Melvin Edmonds are going to have much volume this week.
Here are my sits of the week. Number one, I have Adrian Peterson. Sounds like a cool move, Adrian Peterson coming back. But as a Lions fan, I watched a lot of their games last year. He cannot find the holes, and I'll see how he got better by staying home for the first 8 weeks this season. He will have some fresh legs, which is good for him. But I do not expect the Titans to give him a lot of rushing attempts or even targets. They'll be trying a lot against the Rams. They'll be airing it out more. So, yeah, do not pick him up, but do not start him this first game. My other sit's Allen Robinson. Last week, the Steelers locked up the Browns receivers. I expect that to do more against the Bears. Allen Robinson has not looked good this year. I think he has one game above 80 yards. I'm not sure if he has a touchdown yet. So he'll be a sit for the week.
Another thing I wanted to talk about was Aaron Rodgers' COVID situation. I know he got gloves coming in. There, as Ant said, it's probably going to be the game of the week still. And we haven't had a State Farm Bowl. But him getting COVID, will it affect the rest of his season? I don't think it will. Even though a few players last year had COVID and it kind of affected their season. But he did lie about being vaccinated. So So I don't know how that's going to play out.
I find it very shocking how the NFL didn't catch on to him lying. The NBA, Kyrie Irving, he cannot play because he's not vaccinated. Aaron Rodgers, I think he would still be able to play, but just crazy to me how they didn't catch on to him saying he's vaccinated to the media. He didn't wear a mask when he was supposed to because everyone thought he was vaccinated, so he doesn't have to wear a mask. So he didn't, even though he has to. So I do expect a fine. People want a suspension. I don't see that happening to the Packers. You know, they're 6-7-1. That just won't happen. The NFL won't do that to them. They should be a fine. I think there will be a fine just because you can't do that. So it's pretty shocking. It won't affect the rest of the season. I don't think it's really affected a player this year, like where you like we said, oh, he's lost a step. I think everyone's doing okay. It's probably not really bad symptoms for Rodgers because he's still a healthy man at like a good age. So he'll be fine next week. Adams came back in like a little over a week. Matt Nagy's back. He'll be back.
All right, and right before we end the podcast, I'm going to do my prediction for tonight's game. It is the Colts and Jets. I know Anthony said that it was his lock of the week. I agree the Colts will win. I think than expected. I have the Colts winning 24-17. I think that the Jets could catch on a little bit if Mike White performs.
Yeah, I had the Colts taking this game 31-23. Colts offense will be clicking. Carson Wentz had a bad game Sunday. He'll be looking to improve. The Colts defense didn't help them out too much, so they'll be a little bit upset. Mike White, he'll be decent. He won't be bad. He won't be as great to go against the Bengals. He's on the road, his first road game as a starter. There won't be a miracle tonight. He'll play somewhat like he did on Sunday, but he'll come up a little bit short.
All right, and that's going to conclude the podcast. Thank you guys for listening. Peace.